All right, let's talk to Alderman Ray Lopez. Lots going on. I mean, lots going on. You know, you miss a minute in your world in the city council, and oh my God, we got a new tax proposed on the Amazon and package deliveries.
You know, it's a crazy time we're living in. As if I don't have enough worrying about fighting gangbangers and everything else, now I've got to try and fight the mayor on not only all these new taxes and fees and mountains of debt that she wants to burden our children with, but also the 40 years in nonstop property tax increases that she and her cronies are going to try to pass through on the taxpayers tomorrow.
Hey, Alderman Lewis, I want to get to all that because I feel like these are tough times, and I wouldn't know where to look for the revenue while you're trying to look at inflicting the least amount of pain, because that is huge concern for everyone, I believe. But just quickly, you referenced something. Didn't your office get vandalized for like a third time? Did that just happen over the weekend?
Yeah, that happened Thursday evening. Gangbangers once again decided to target my office, upset because one of their leaders, I'm sure, was arrested earlier in the day, and they thought the best way to share their displeasure was to take it out on my windows.
So you've been...
We have great video, and we have some leads, and police are working on them all as we speak.
Okay. Any reason, is it reasonable to believe that this is the same sort of group of people sort of targeting you over and over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confident in saying that it's the same group of individuals, same gang. You know, we've been putting a lot of pressure on them, in particular in the Brighton Park community, going after their leadership, going after where they live, addressing their landlords, doing everything we can do to pressure them so that they get the message that this is not the neighborhood for them. Clearly they're trying to fight back, but that's a battle they're going to lose.
Yeah, and I know you're tough on crime, and you spotlight it, and you put it all out there. You post these videos. You've got videos of a guy vandalizing the light poles in the neighborhood to try to find him. That seems like a bizarre crime. What's that all about?
Well, you know what? These gangbangers know that they know that our police officers are stretched. They know that the mayor routinely redirects and reassigns our officers out of their beats, and they're now knowing that since they don't have the manpower, now they're trying to go after the infrastructure that keeps them from running amok. You know, they're trying to attack the lights, they're trying to attack the cameras, so that it's harder and harder with fewer and fewer people to identify who they are. But we continue to be on it. You know, we work with CDOT, we work with CPD as a team, because we shouldn't just put it all on CPD. We have to be all rowing in the same direction to bring these people to justice so that they don't think that they are the ones running the show here.
Yeah, I hear you, and I think you do an excellent job of taking the task and not hiding, and even though they're going after your office personally, and you personally, you're standing up to it. So, I mean, good for you.
They try to bully me back, but we will not accept that. You know, people want to see leaders who stand up to the violence, stand up to the crime, and stand up for being able to raise your family in a neighborhood without worrying if your children are going to be shot or if you're going to be attacked when you come home. Mm-hmm. That's what we're fighting for.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that. Back to the budget, because it looks as if, I'm just reading from Illinois Playbook, Shia Kappas covers politics very nicely for Politico. Local job, and she says the city council is expected to pass Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's budget proposal. It looks like she has the votes to do it. I haven't heard of many changes. Are there things that we should know about what's in it and what's not in it?
You know, there are minor tweaks here and there, but to be clear, this budget is not balanced. It's far from balanced. You can't balance a budget based on taking out more and more debt. It just doesn't work that way. You know, we've seen where, going back to Richard M. Daley days, where the city council refused to raise taxes or address things and just borrowed, and then Rahm Emanuel had to try to untangle ourselves from that, and now we're just going right back to that kind of spending. The city of Chicago collects about $1.6 billion a year in property taxes, but we spend almost $800 million of what we generate just on our debt, annual debt payments alone. We're reaching a critical point here where we're not going to be able to collect as much revenue to pay off our existing bills, let alone whatever comes down the pike in the future. And if we do that, you know, if something else happens in the city or you need something to do, you want to do something differently, you're simply not going to have the money that's not already prescribed to some other debt form of debt moving forward. Additionally, in this budget, the mayor and her friends are putting in there that they want taxes to automatically go up at least 5% every year for the next 38 years. No discussion, no debate. It's just automatically going to happen moving forward.
Which taxes, Alderman Lopez? Which are you talking about?
Your property taxes. So basically, you're going to see the city of Chicago's levy, which is your the part of your bill that goes directly towards your property tax bill that goes to the city of Chicago, will increase up to 5% every year through 2058, the next 38 years.
Is that in this budget, or is that a proposal that's being considered?
No, that's in this budget. That passed the Finance Committee Thursday, and it'll be on the table for a full vote when it happens tomorrow. And a number of aldermen oppose that. I oppose that because I don't think that gives us any incentive to try and look and do government better or more efficiently. We just make the assumption that we can always just keep tacking on more and more revenue, more and more taxes on our residents without any kind of repercussions. And that's not what the aldermen should be here for. We are supposed to be guardians of the people's dollar, not just signing them away for the next 40 years. And clearly, the mayor, in thinking that this is the right way to go, is signaling that she is, you know, consigning herself and some of my colleagues to only being one-term elected officials, because if you're not thinking in the long term, you're not seeing the damage that you're going to do. You're doing it simply because you don't intend to be here for much longer.
Alderman Lopez, be fair here, though. I mean, where do you find the money in these times? I mean, you got to scrape everywhere you can, knowing that each place you try to pinch is going to cause harm to somebody and inflict pain, right? That's where do you go?
I firmly believe that, yes, these are not easy times. That is a given. But you have to try and show that you're sharing the sacrifice, and this budget shares a zero sacrifice with what many in business and what many of the residents are going through. No one is, you know, aside from 5 days of furlough, there's no salary freeze, there are no job cuts, and additionally, there's 1,100 vacant positions that we're still asking people to pay for, jobs that we have no intention of filling. You know, we have not done our due diligence to ensure that this is as lean and mean as it could possibly be before asking our taxpayers for more money. And I think we've done ourselves a disservice in that regard. Additionally, one of the things that should be noted is that though the mayor is adding $94 million in new property taxes this year, you know, it was discussed that $309 million of the property tax levy basically expired because of what it was allocated to go towards had been resolved, library debt, which means in theory we should have been able to have decreased the property taxes $300 million because what we were paying for was done being paid for,
right,
or refinanced.
I'm out of time here. Are you a no, would you say, Alderman Lopez? Are you a no on this budget as it currently stands? I hear you point out some problems, some things you'd like to see change. Where are you?
Well, I'm not happy with this budget. I voted against many of the measures in committee, and I'm sure I'm going to be doing the same tomorrow. You know, we had plenty of time. We still have another month we could have discussed and looked for more options. We even have an option to go into the first quarter of next year to wait and see what the federal help would have been. But we've chosen to ignore all of those options just to move forward in a very rushed fashion right now, which I think is dangerous and detrimental to the people of Chicago.
All right, Alderman Lopez, I always appreciate your time and hearing your thoughts, getting your perspective. So thank you, and I hope that you stay safe and you figure out who's attacking your offices there. Crazy.
And I wish you and your listeners a very happy and safe Thanksgiving.